One. Everybody, welcome to an episode of Barroom Heroes. I love it. Get the music playing. Everybody's vibing in the studio. Stack Guy Joe swallows wrong. Can't stop coughing. How you doing, bud?
I just love the city of LA.
It really chokes me up. I was all hyped. Like, yeah, LA Rams, UCLA, big win over the weekend. Beating Kentucky, the number one team in the country, who did not look like the number one team, but what it did was it boosted UCLA men's basketball from 11 to number 2, and we've got Michigan coming to town this weekend. So looking forward to it. Actually, the men and women for UCLA both ranked in the top 10. Get UCLA men at number 2, UCLA women number 9. They both play Michigan at home. Excited. Big weekend. I won't be there because I live in Phoenix. But, Chris, how you doing, bud?
I'm good, man.
Good to see you. Good to see everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Barroom Heroes. Thank you for coming back and listening. If this is your first time, what we do is we talk sports. We have some fun with it, make jokes, have a good time. We have myself, Kevin Elliott, Chris Centeni, Stat Guy Joe in the house. Let's see. First, if you haven't subscribed yet, go on iTunes, subscribe to the show.
Yeah, get on that.
Get on it. Leave a 5-star rating and a review. We'll read it. Why are you laughing?
Because I always think, like, leave a 5-star. Don't leave anything else. Don't actually give us your opinion. We don't want any constructive criticism. No real feedback.
Oh, believe me, it's the internet. If anyone has anything negative to say at all, they're going to.
I'm just saying. Let's encourage a free discourse here.
You know why? I'm such a douche. I say that because everybody else says it on theirs that I know. And it's like how they rate. This sucks. The business that we're in.
Okay.
Comedy, entertainment. Everything is unfortunately based off of numbers, yeah. Right? It's not necessarily based off of content. You can have the worst podcast ever, but if for whatever reason a million people listen to it because it sucks so bad, Hollywood will pick it up and be like, we got to put this on TV. Yeah, pay them $1 million.
Like, what's that thing Netflix bought? That show with the girl who does like the weird singing on YouTube? Miranda Sings or whatever?
I think I've heard of it.
And she's got the show called like Haters Back Off. And I was like, I've never seen one of her show things. So, yeah. But I'll watch this show. Watched 3 episodes, almost killed myself. Not my
bad.
Like, whatever, more power to her. I would do it if I could, but Man. That was not my stuff.
Nah. Well, all right, let's pay the bills. Punch Drunk Sports, Punch Drunk Sports Network. Go to punchdrunksports.com. Hit up the website. Check out all the shows on the network, ours, including a bunch of others. Funny comedians talking about sports. And see the all crazy attitudes and stories and funny things they've got going on. A bunch of videos, cool things going on. Shout out to them and all things comedy. Thank you for having us. Also, download the SeatGeek app and download that app to your phone. Type in the code PUNCHDRUNK and get tickets to anything you want. It'll give you $20 off your first purchase. So do that. I was going to get tickets because UFC is out here in Phoenix in January.
Really?
Yeah, they're doing January 15th. They've got one of their fights, but then it's on Fox, like, for free. She's like, I'll just watch it.
Yeah. I was gonna buy some Bulls and Suns tickets, you know, with that. But I don't think I'll have to pay for those tickets.
No, not at all. I watched some of the Suns the other night.
Somebody might just give me those.
Fact check. I tried to buy those tickets, and they do cost some money. In fact, so much that you go, are you fucking kidding me?
For real?
Yeah.
Like how much?
Like for decent seats, what it would have cost you for decent seats back in the 2005 season. Like it's...
What?
Yeah.
Like 80 like bucks?
The Suns are still doing really well or something. They're still charging that.
No, super. Now they're trying to make up money for nobody going. 80
bucks was like the upper deck.
What?
Yeah. I'll look it up.
Are you serious?
Well, wow.
You take that, subtract 20 from it with the promo code.
Yeah, you got 60 Upper Deck.
What was the promo code is valuable.
Yeah.
But the Suns are not right now.
They're not at all. They're so bad. They're so hard to watch. They're very boring.
And the Coyotes are worse.
All Phoenix teams are bad. This is how bad it is in this town. Grand Canyon University, which, by the way, not located by the Grand Canyon.
No, not even close.
I was recruited by them in high school, and I immediately told them no because I thought it was the Grand Canyon. It's like, I have no interest.
Dude, you should have. That's a highly touted program by that coach.
Not back then.
Dude. By that one coach from Louisville or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Rick Pitino. Grand Canyon University is located in Phoenix, and they are selling out and getting more people to their games than Arizona State University basketball, who, by the way, gets blown out every national TV game they have. Yeah. They got blown out by Kentucky. They got blown out by Purdue. They suck. They're very bad. But Grand Canyon they're saying now, step up, ASU. You think you can play? We'll play you anywhere, anytime.
They'd win.
They would win.
Oh, my God.
It's embarrassing. ASU can't recruit. Excuse me.
They don't seem to be able to recruit anything.
Yeah.
The baseball team is, I don't even know, probably
not,
middle.
Not as good as they used to be.
Yeah, probably middle of the pack at this point. Basketball's terrible. Football's laughable. Hockey's not even close.
They have a hockey team.
They went D1 last year, and it looked like it was their first year D1. That's all. It's like, I'm pulling for them. I'm absolutely watching the games. I'm rooting for them. But, man, they were getting
the
smoked.
Ice Devils.
The T-shirts say fire on the ice.
Ugh, and it's not.
And
it's,
I'm like, nope.
Well, there's going to be a lot of firing on that ice of the coaches, left and right.
I literally was like, I will not buy this shirt. I also didn't buy it because it didn't have my size. But
not to interrupt, but just to go back to the ticket price for Suns right now. So for the Suns versus the Knicks, you can get upper level seating for about $24, the cheapest seat. And then you can also get center court right up front for $250.
Hold on. Like on the court? Courtside seats?
Yeah. No, it's the front row, but they're okay. Not in
yeah, right.
Courtside. They don't have any of those available for
really
this
not
game.
That bad. $250 is not that
for
bad.
For a Knicks game.
It must be Derrick Rose, you know?
He was hurt last night.
He's been hurt for a long time. Yeah. Last night was nothing new.
They got blown out by Cleveland.
I know Spike Lee did not look happy.
Did you see everybody leaving? They kept showing all the stars as they would leave one by one.
Oh, no. I just saw Spike Lee sitting there, and I was like, this get-up you got going on here with the orange glasses.
He looks like an 8-year-old child that got Knicks tickets for Christmas and is going to his first game ever.
But he looks like that every game.
Every game. Like, oh my God, my mom got me Knicks tickets and this cool jersey and a beanie. I'm wearing it to go to my first ever game.
I just got to spray paint my glasses first.
He does. And he acts like it's his first game, yelling at the ref, talking to players like he's allowed.
But you know what? Maybe that's good. Maybe that's good that he's that happy about basketball.
It was even embarrassing back when the Knicks were good. It was like, shut this guy up.
Yeah.
Reggie Miller would just talk shit to him the whole time, nailing threes all over the Knicks, scoring 8 points in 7 seconds. Or whatever it was.
I'm going to go with that number.
8 and 18 seconds, something like that. And they won the game. But moving along. We got a show coming up in Tempe, Arizona. We talked about it last episode. If you like the Facebook page on there, you've seen us post about it. December 28th at the Yucca Tap Room in Tempe, Arizona at 7:30 p.m. $10 to get in. We have the show for Nova. That's Chris's dog who's going through some tough times, needing some treatments to cure some cancer. So we're putting together this show. All the money goes to the treatments. Doesn't go to the comedians. Doesn't go to the bar. Nothing. Just the treatments for Nova. There's also a link that we posted yesterday and today that if you can't make it to the show, you can click on and donate there. You can donate $10. You can donate more if you're loaded and want to do that. It's the holidays. Spend it on a dog. But also, if you can go to the show, go to the show. If you like the Facebook page and you like the show, tell all your friends. Again, it's all about numbers. But we appreciate all the fans anyways that listen to the show And what we want to do, too, is if we can get popular enough and get enough people to like the show and like us and have a good time, is put some Barroom Heroes tour together where we come to your city. We rock out in, like, a cool, like, rock club or bar. Because we're I'm not going to say we're not club guys. We are. Like, I love doing comedy clubs. But when we can get grimy and just have our own, like, bar to just have our own show at, it's way better than a comedy club where we don't hold back, but it's just a different vibe.
Oh, it's a totally different. It's like, and Lady Gaga stole the whole thing from us
with her dive bar tour.
That's all I've been doing ever. I've only ever toured dive bars. I don't know why she all of a sudden thinks she owns it.
Yeah, so if you've got a spot, if you know a place in a city and you want us to come through, let us know. Send us a message on the Facebook page, and we'll look into it and talk to them. If we can set something up, we totally will.
Oh, for sure.
And we will try and always bring along any guests that we can, too. I know for this one, December 28th, we're so close. We were about to make it work. Jen Kober was about to do it, and she can't make it on time.
Oh, man.
I was so bummed because she's great. Her stories are so awesome.
Yeah, I just said, you know, we'll be here also, but she's going to do the show.
Yeah, just watch give her 2 hours.
Yeah, for real. Like, we don't need to be here.
Yeah, so close. She was super bummed, but I'm still holding out hope that her schedule, she was wrong looking at it and says, oh, yeah, I'll totally be there. But whatever. Let's get into some sports. This is what we do. I'm going to kick it off with football first.
Well,
we're in the football season. I got to watch a full Rams game. Unfortunately, it was against the Patriots, and they suck, dude. The Rams are so bad. So bad that Todd Gurley, I literally question if he cares anymore in his second year. He is awful.
Yeah.
He goes down the second someone touches him, and he never looks mad. Like, you think you'd get frustrated or have a look of frustration, and he doesn't.
I think that's because I honestly feel like he must know something we don't, in the sense that he's not ever going to be replaced.
Maybe.
You know,
or
what I mean?
Now they're in LA and he's making a ton of money off endorsements and spots just showing up, appearance fees.
But that's what I mean. He has to know. He has to have something else going on where he doesn't care at all.
He's a good looking guy. And I bet being out in L.A., these appearance fees and his ego is just being filled way more than it was in St. Louis. Mm. And now he's out there playing football, and it's like, oh, the football fans are like, dude, Gurley, come on. You were such a good running back last season.
Yeah.
Now you're garbage this year. The offensive line sucks, too, which is a huge part of it. But fight. Just fight for a yard.
Yeah, just keep your feet moving.
If I can see fighting him, I'll be like, all right, I get you had 11 carries for 28 yards, but at least you fought
but
for the yards.
But that's not your fault.
He's not doing it. So it's frustrating to me knowing that, one, we don't have any receivers to throw to.
Yeah.
Goff is learning. It was his third game starting.
Yeah.
But Gurley's been there. He knows. He just hasn't looked good at all.
Mm-mm.
Our team is so bad, but our defense is all right. I'm frustrated regardless.
You do have some stuff to build off of, though.
Definitely have stuff to build off of.
Which is a nice position to be in, because my team doesn't seem to have anything to build off of currently.
What are the Bears up to, man? They throttled San Fran.
Yeah, weren't even smart. No, but they weren't even smart enough to tank out and get a good draft pick. They said, you know what, we'll beat up on San Francisco, and then we'll get, like, the third pick, which is not going to be valuable to what the Bears need, which is everything. And
they need the first through fourth pick.
If they could pick the whole first round, they might be competitive in 5 years. You know what I mean? I love them to death, but my God, they're terrible right now.
What is the hatred for Cutler about? Because he's not – he can throw the ball. He's not terrible. He makes bad decisions. Is it like a Romo hatred?
No, I think it's the same thing you're having with Gurley. Like, Chicago
just looks like he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, Chicago's a pretty blue-collar, you know, place. You know, it's changed over the years, but it's kind of a blue-collar thing. And he sometimes just looks like, well, I'm the, you know, whatever, fifth highest paid quarterback in the league still. I don't know what the exact number is. And then he looks like he doesn't give a shit at all.
Yeah. He does have that face.
Yeah.
The resting, I don't give a shit face.
Dude, the perfect thing I saw was some kid wrote underneath a Bears post. He was like, Jay Cutler always looks like the guy in the Theraflu commercials. Like, right before he takes the medicine. And I'm like, that's exactly it. He looks like he's out of it and doesn't care, and people aren't putting up with that anymore.
He does. That's great.
They'll take a rookie. This rookie that started playing for him or whatever, you know, the backup.
Well, Matt Barkley started.
Yeah. That's what I'm – sorry.
Yeah. That's all right. I'm with
you. I want to die watching the Bears, so I tune out a lot. But – people are actually supporting him even when he makes a miserable decision because they're like, hey, at least he's out there like trying to win a game.
You know? It's totally like your kid's flag football team and the starting quarterback goes down and it's like we don't even have – this is the emergency quarterback.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's encourage him. And we got to tell him he's doing good. We have nothing else to go for.
But the Bears are at that – at the emergency every position.
Yeah.
Their whole team is, like, hurt. Every other day, some guy's going down. They're like, oh, he's probably out for the next 100 years.
But at least your guys are hurt in the sense that you can say, well, this season our guys were hurt. We couldn't compete because we were playing second stringers at most positions. The Rams have been pretty healthy all year long and have been so bad in a division that's not good, right? We beat the Rams.
Yeah.
Or we beat the Seahawks.
You've been beating the Rams all year. Sorry. You guys have been beating yourself.
We beat the Seahawks. The Niners are in division of the Cardinals. It's like we beat the Cardinals. We got our asses handed to us by San Francisco the first game of the season.
But look where that turned out. So don't feel bad about that.
Yeah, I know. It's their one win.
Yeah, that was their whole thing for the whole year.
Colin Kaepernick, dog shit.
He's really not playing. I mean, I'm just saying – if you want to have the social status that he's achieved for himself this year, you should be putting up monster numbers out of spite for everybody who's against you.
He went 1 for 5 for 4 yards passing against the Bears and got pulled, which he should have. Honestly think one of the three of us could go 1 for 5 and complete it, and the guy would run for more than 4 yards.
I could absolutely go 1 for 5 in an NFL. It'd be a total fluke. It'd be nothing about my own
skills.
It'd
be a quick screen pass.
No, I promise you. Because what I would do is take the snap, throw it off to the side, and he would run with his own athletic abilities 8 yards. And
it would have to be the quickest, shortest screen pass ever.
Fact check. You would throw up, have the ball hiked to you, drop the ball, get hurt by a lot of men that are way bigger than you.
Probably, no way, dude. I'll take the challenge absolutely right now. Any NFL team wants to give me one snap, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll get laid out. I don't
care.
That'll
be the best this Sunday. Centenni walks out there for the Bengals. Just some random team.
No, I'm telling you.
And then we're throwing a benefit show for Centenni.
28th is for Nova. We got the 29th for Chris.
I'm telling you, no, I'm telling
to pay for all his medical bills.
I don't care what anybody says. Give me
fuck
one.
The
point.
NFL for not covering his insurance. This is bullshit. He signed a 1 hour contract.
Whatever. I'm just saying. Give me one. I'm serious. I could do it. You could. It'd be a fluke. It'd have nothing to do with my abilities.
No, it would just be the completed pass and then relying on the receiver to run for more than 4 yards.
Oh, absolutely. The only thing I'd have to worry about is the other team's
seeing you out there.
The only thing
seeing you in a football.
I'd look like Janikowski out there. Totally. Beer gut, super tight pants.
You tuck your jersey under like Ezekiel Elliott, showing
dude.
The stomach.
Nah, dude.
Just walking out.
Like, I'd go out there with a flak jacket. You know what I mean? Like
you'd go out there with a leather jacket.
I would go out there with the wristband with the plays on it.
In the huddle. All right, coach
it would
said.
It would literally be one play.
Just huge so you can read it.
Then I'd start calling audibles that aren't real. I would tell the offense, I would say, look, this is what we're doing. I'm going to start barking shit out, and you move how you feel necessary. Just don't call a penalty.
Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks.
Absolutely. Dreamsicle. Dreamsicle. You know what I mean? Just screaming. I would take a snap, I would throw it, and I would just hope to God that he got more than 4 yards so
you
I win the bet.
You would get 8 delay of game penalties before you even snapped it.
No,
just by looking across. They're like, point out the Mike linebacker, point him out.
No, be like, first, no, this is what I'd say. Guys, this is what we're doing. I promise you, this is my whole strategy. I'm trying to win a bet here. Let's really – I know you get paid a lot. I don't get paid anything. Let's really step it up here. We're literally going to go shotgun formation, and I'm telling you right now, I'm just going to yell some stuff, and then you snap it. I'll look right at your crotch, and you snap the ball to me whenever you feel like it. And then I'll
silent
just,
snap.
Yeah, so, dude, and I will literally just be barking, barking, but looking directly at him. And then he'll snap to me. I'll make my pass and be athletic, you know, earn that paycheck.
By the way, if you did get signed by the Bengals for this play this weekend, they play at Cleveland. So you're good to go.
This is what I'm saying, dude.
It, you're doing it this weekend.
I need to be playing for the Bengals for one play. Give me one snap, coach. Give me one snap.
Just got to show Kaepernick what's up. That's it.
That's literally it.
Get me in, get me out.
Dude, and I would come in there and be like, I just gave an NFL-worthy performance out there. That's all I would say. The other thing that would be better is that if I like, just put me out there in the first quarter, right, so that the game's not on the line, there's nothing important going on. And well, what I'm saying is I don't want to take over the starting job.
You can't be worse than Derek Anderson on Sunday Night Football.
Hear me out.
One play, interception.
Hear me out. I'm in the first quarter. I'll make my pass. Guy will catch it. Even if he doesn't go 4 yards, I still will have more completions in the first quarter than the 49ers and the Bears combined in their last game. They went a whole quarter. I got this thing on Bleacher Report. It comes in and says Chicago and San Francisco combined for 0 complete passes in the first quarter.
That is correct. And also, if two major league franchises can't get that done with trained professionals that have been working at it for years and going through a college farm system and all these different things,
then it's time for me to step in and solve it.
It's because they telegraph their plays in such a way that defenses are able to deconstruct that. Do you really feel like you could throw it to somebody without looking at them?
Absolutely. That's
the, I like that I'm against this, by the way. I started it by saying any of us could do it, and now I'm so against any of us
doing
it.
No, here's the deal. No, hold up. No, hold up.
No, any of us would be dead.
Okay, well, give up on yourselves. That's fine. I'll be here by myself. Let me tell you, this is what would happen. I'm serious.
Well, I just realized I can't throw an NFL football very far.
Bro, you don't have to.
If it's like a wide receiver screen, yeah, a wide receiver screen where you still throw it 20 yards to one side of the field, I can't throw it that far that fast.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I have to get a running start to chuck it, and it's just a huge sky ball.
Whee! Dude, no, come on, man.
Picked off by 8 defenders.
You can't throw a little dart?
Not 20 yards.
I can.
No, fuck you. You can't. With an NFL-sized football?
I'm here. I'm waiting.
Also, I'm acting like I'm a child. Wait, you mean with a ball that the same size people we are use? Yeah.
No, the adult-sized football?
I still don't think I could.
I'm fine with the adult-sized football.
Are you going shotgun or are you under center?
I'm obviously going shotgun.
You can't 5-step drop? Do a 3-step and toss it.
Hold on, dude. I will be exhausted after a 5-step drop. I can't be trusted.
Think of the run you have to make from the sideline to the huddle.
No, I don't.
Are you hoping it's during a timeout and you absolutely walk out there?
I will not go out there unless it's a timeout.
You walk out and call for
Coach,
water?
Timeout. Call a timeout. Call another timeout. Just call a timeout while I'm walking out there. But I'm not coming back. I'm going to just keep going.
We've burned all 3 timeouts getting Centeni to the line of scrimmage.
This is all I'm saying. And then what we'll do is we'll take the first play. I need 2 snaps. The first snap, I'll spike to stop the clock. The second snap.
1 incompletion already. So you're 0 for 1.
But what's killer about that is that it lets me read the defense. But what I mean by read the defense is they will be looking. I'm telling you, my inability to function as a regular quarterback will gain me 4 yards.
As a regular person?
No, it'll gain me 4 yards. Because the defense will be lining up, and I'll just be yelling like Don Quixote as loud as I can out in the middle or whatever. Right? I'll just list off my favorite books as loud as I can. And then they'll just be standing out there looking at me. I'll take a snap, but they won't even know I asked for it because I already told the center, just snap when you're ready. Snap it. I'll grab it.
You're in the middle. Don Quixote. Oh, shit. He just snaps the ball in the middle of it.
You know, and I'll take
Moby
it.
Moby Dick.
Moby Damn. That's like I'm snapping at it. I'll throw a dart to the sideline, and I'm just looking for a guy to make a couple moves, be athletic. I did my half, you do your half. You know what I'm saying?
I got you the ball. Now do what you get paid for.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I did my job.
Oh my God, dude. All right.
And that's why I'm not taking a salary, because if it's incomplete, I'm going to say, this is not my job.
Taking a salary for two plays now. A spike ball. And
please just hook me up with a hot dog and a beer on my way out.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, dude.
All right, well, we'll send this episode to the Bengals. We'll see what they have to say.
I want this episode sent to every team. I'm going to send it to the Bears. I root for you guys. I got some investment. Let me throw. Good is call. Alshon Jeffery even around?
Not yet. God, is he back this week?
I don't that's know why I'm not throwing. See? I want a team that's got one weapon out in the wings for me.
And you don't think when they crowd their top wide receiver at the line instead of out wide that they're not going to key on that guy?
Hey.
Oh, my God. I could see this. I love that we're talking about this too. Like, it's going to happen.
Let me talk about this. They it's going to be pick
sixth.
No, it's not.
First of all, hold on. Besides your spike into the ground, your very next throw is into the left tackle's back because you can't throw over his head.
No, he's you're 6'8". You're not even paying attention to what I already drew up the play in my head, dude. It's a play I created on Madden. You guys
I'm
know which
sorry, I'm laughing.
Do you guys know which play I'm talking about where both receivers do a quick out, and both tight ends go all the way down the field.
Okay, so you're running out patterns now because you can throw it 40 yards.
I can lead a receiver.
I do know the play.
I literally only have to do it one time. Okay, so I'll focus all my mental energy.
Okay,
and I'll make the – but what the best part is, it's really just going to be everybody takes off. You know how this play works. Everybody takes off. They all bite because obviously I have a cannon. And then I just dump it off to the fullback who swung out. By the way, we're going to be in some kind of a – like an I formation maybe.
Okay. Are you running play action? Mm-hmm. It would be a pistol formation because you're going shotgun.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, we can do that too. Whatever you want to do. I'm not
– doesn't matter anymore.
I'm open to – I'm a coachable player.
Kid's a Florida State Heisman Trophy winner.
No, I'm coachable, dude. I'm a team player. I'm open.
You're not Chris Centeno. You're Chris Wanky.
Yeah, I'm saying whatever the wide receivers feel comfortable with.
You just go in. Whatever you guys want to run, I'll hit
what
you.
What I'm saying is just this guy. Just block your man, you know? Because it's going
Yeah, no. Centeno's doing the QB scramble.
Any pressure at all. If somebody gets through the line.
I only have to make 4 yards.
That's true.
I will get hospitalized.
I started this very much. That it's easy to get the 4 yards.
And that is something I understand and I accept. I'm going to make my throw. I'll never know what happened. Okay? Because I'm dead.
But we'll be here next week.
The next week, though, I need you to make sure that you call Colin Kaepernick because I'll make sure we get his phone number. That'll be my signing bonus.
Yeah, just hit up Andy Dalton. Yo, you got Cap's phone number, man?
Yeah. And seriously, just be like, do you realize... this cat, this fat idiot, out threw you in a game? He had 5 less sacks than you. He took 5 less sacks than you.
One big hit.
He lost his life.
Yeah.
But he didn't lose.
Collins is serving 25 to life for committing a murder. But.
Oh, no, we're not pressing charges. That's not how this game works. We talked about this last week, Kevin. I know what I signed up for. I'm going to wear that helmet, too.
You what?
I'm going to wear the concussion helmet.
Oh, the Steve Tasker?
The Steve Tasker with the one with one bar across the front. The
Scott Player bar? I love it. I'm picturing it all. Oh, it's great.
I'm just saying, whenever someone's ready to let me do it, I'll do it.
Will someone do fan art and put Centeno in a Bengals uniform with a Steve Tasker helmet and the Scott Player bar?
No, put me in a Bears uniform and then maybe I'll buy it off you.
Oh, I love it. Let's get in. We mentioned one thing. I want to do this real quick because we mentioned real quick about being a Florida State Heisman, all of a sudden you're a Florida State Heisman Trophy winner. Heisman Trophy is given out this Saturday. So I want to get your pick, man. I want to know who you got. So, Joe, who do we have? Who are our choices? They named the finalists.
Louisville quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Okay. Oklahoma quarterback, Baker Mayfield. Okay. Receiver, Day-Day Westbrook. Michigan linebacker Jabril Peppers and Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson was announced as Heisman Trophy finalists on Monday night.
I don't know. I could go with... I kind of like the Clemson dude. I feel like he was just money.
I think he will win it because he's on the only team that is in the playoff. So, because the Heisman always has weight like that. Like, if your team's good, then that holds more weight. And that goes for any MVP in any sport, really.
Yeah.
But Lamar Jackson was the runaway the first half of the season. I mean, that dude was insane. He scored like 30 touchdowns the first 4 weeks of the season. But Louisville started losing a few games. Clemson's just done nothing but win.
Right.
They've been in the top three pretty much all year. He had a great season last year, which I feel does pay a little bit towards this year.
You can't pretend like it doesn't. A consistency
thing.
It's
not supposed to.
Yeah, but you know that even in the most objective, whatever guys might, a consistency element is going to get you some more
votes.
Well,
I mean, look, Christian McCaffrey, who everybody said probably should have won it last year for the year that he had.
Yeah.
But Derrick Henry won because he was on Alabama. Alabama, obviously, a great team, won the championship.
Yeah, they were all right.
Stanford wasn't there,
right,
so he didn't win the award. Christian McCaffrey's not even a finalist this year.
Right.
He had a great year. He entered the draft, actually, just yesterday, I think.
Oh, really?
But he's not there. His team wasn't very good. Deshaun Watson's back again. He had a better year this year than he did last year.
Yeah.
But he's also shown that he's a lot better player than he was last year. Clemson lost some guys, and they're still a superior team.
Yeah, like an elite college football
and
team.
And a lot of it has to do with him now as opposed to the other guys around him.
Yeah.
Being that, you know, with that said, he was still a finalist last year. He's a hell of a player. I think it comes down. I don't know why D.D. Westbrook is there. I get he had
that's
a good year.
That's the wild card for me.
Why would you have Baker Mayfield, the quarterback from Oklahoma, and D.D. Westbrook, the wide receiver from Oklahoma?
Seems
one over the other. One made the other person good. It wasn't like, all right, well, if Mayfield wasn't there, does Westbrook still have that good of a year?
Right.
Maybe. If Westbrook isn't there, does Mayfield have that good of a year? If the answer's no, then Westbrook goes, not right. Mayfield.
Right.
The other way around, if Westbrook doesn't have as good of a year, then Mayfield goes. I don't see the point of having both.
No, I don't either. I can't. When we were first looking him up, I was like, this is dumb. I know there had to be someone more deserving than one of
them. I never watched an Oklahoma game this season saying, dude, check out D.D. Westbrook. But the other players, I'm like, I'm watching this game because of Jabril Peppers for Michigan.
Yeah.
I want to see what this guy does on defense.
That's
I want to see these three quarterbacks play because they light it up.
That's how it was with everybody.
Yeah.
You never saw like an ESPN college game day or whatever where they were really, whatever. I don't know. I think one of them had to miss out. They didn't do that. But they kind of seemed to botch a lot of things this year. People were upset with the selections and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, big time with Ohio State getting in over Penn State. And I get that because of the higher ranking and their records and whatnot. But Penn State won the conference championship, right? They beat Ohio State.
Yeah.
But Ohio State still gets into the playoff. It's one of those where it's never going to make anybody happy until the playoffs expand. But what did Penn State lose one game? Or two? Did they lose more than one? Because Ohio State only had the one loss, right?
I thought they only had one.
Joe,
I'm not.
First of all, Joe, what are you looking at?
What? I was.
Bro, come on, man. What's going on over there?
I was looking up whatever you're talking about.
Because let's be serious. No, you weren't.
I can see a part of his laptop, and it does not look like college football players at all.
Do you want to know how I knew he wasn't looking up anything for us? Is that he looked real into it.
I was looking up stats for whatever you guys were talking about before, bowl games or something. But then one of the tabs on the side was...
Oh, you got clickbaited.
Oh, no, dude.
Is it... Top most attractive WNBA players on and off the court.
I thought he was going to say WWE wrestlers.
Yeah, it's just China.
But I'd have a better chance at the wrestler. Okay.
Wow. Okay, I'm into this, dude. Let's talk about this for a second.
Up. It's the what?
WNBA.
Yeah, we're WNBA fans.
The best WNBA players? is the list?
No, no, no. The most attractive.
31 most gorgeous.
Oh, 31. That's too many. Can you cut it down?
Can we go to the
I'm
top
already,
10?
I'm already, I think, at like 18. What the
fuck? Thanks, man.
I love it. Our stat guy is on it. What's Penn State's record, Skylar Diggins? Is that a record?
They're good.
Oh, by the way, Skylar Diggins, I got to mention this. She went to Notre Dame. My lock of the century. My apologies.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was great.
That took that. I got to eat crow. UConn beat Notre Dame. I'm so bad.
Here's the best part is I was sitting at my house, didn't even know the game was on because I'm obviously a terrible, worst sports analyst ever. And when I saw the score, I was like, oh, man. And then I went, something was real important about that game. And then I didn't do anything about it. Woke up the next morning like, oh, yeah, Kevin's got to eat some crow.
Yeah, I definitely
I was
going to
call you and be like, you know, you suck or say something real mean.
UConn may never lose, man. They may never lose again. Gino Auriemma is the greatest coach of all time.
I think he's the winningest coach.
He has to be. Pull up his record. In between this WNBA hottest woman.
Do you want to know how when Lee Mitchell got drafted? Hold on.
Real quick, that's actually something I do want to know.
Yeah, because that's a lot of names.
So it hit
Leanne, what is it?
Leanne Rimes?
This beautiful blend of Filipino and Singaporean,
are you
Indian and Malaysian blood is a gorgeous guard who has played for a host of teams. Currently, Mitchell plays for the Washington Mystics.
Ooh, is Nikki McRae played for the Mystics.
Is this like her dating profile?
It's daily.
That's the way they wrote that.
It's Daily Sport X, but it feels like it should be
Daily Sport Triple X. Yeah. Whoa.
Gino Auriemma, right?
This is Joe's personal blog.
Gino Auriemma, what's his record? What do we got?
His overall record?
Yeah, let's do that. Because they've won 82 in a row. 82 or 83.
Yeah, we did that math.
Yeah.
Pretty yes. well.
Overall record.
His overall record is 917 to 134.
Jesus, man.
Damn, no, not even a tie.
Not even a tie.
Only tie that guy's got around his neck.
Killing nice.
It. Killing it right now.
Wow, man. Because they are so dominant. I will say this. You want to say he's the greatest coach ever.
No.
Record-wise, you could say that.
Well,
maybe.
Actually,
he could be in the argument. But I won't put him in the argument because women's basketball, and Candace Parker said this in an interview the other week, that there's such a discrepancy from talent in women's basketball.
Really?
There's only enough women that are good at basketball right now that they will dominate the sport against the most of the others.
Well,
because it's still young. It's still young. Women's basketball is still young.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think that's just because there's no marketing or visibility associated
part
with it?
Of it, but it's growing because there is marketing and visibility. WNBA is in their 20th season, or they just had their 20th season.
They're in the 20th season?
They just had it. But
my God.
But that's part of it. I mean, there's just from UConn, number one, to UCLA, who's number nine, and I've seen a couple UCLA games, it's a big difference. UCLA is not beating UConn.
As the stat guy, I feel like you're underestimating women's basketball by not acknowledging KT Christensen.
Is that Notre Dame's coach?
No, she plays for the Mercury right
now.
She's
the 14th hottest player in the league.
She played for the Mercury for the bulk of her career and now is a commentator for the Sacramento Kings. And I don't feel like you're honoring her contribution.
Well, whatever, man. Shout out to Doris Burke.
Really?
Yeah.
That's tight.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, I didn't even. I wouldn't.
We have
known.
One. The Suns have one.
Also, she's
do
very
we do really?
Uh huh.
Dude, I'm so. This is such a travesty, dude. Like, we should be covering this way better than we do. I'm serious.
The Suns have a really famous women's basketball player as one of their broadcasters.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's so tight.
Is it Lisa Leslie? No,
no, no, no, no.
She's a Spark.
She's older. She's older. She's like an original. She's back in the day.
Seriously.
Dang it. Yeah, Joe will find it. In the meantime, I also want to get to this list. I want to find out who the top five are.
Yeah, while you guys do that, I'm going to search the WNBA store for some gear.
We got heated this past season, WNBA.
We did.
My Sparks took it.
And that was frustrating as hell for me.
Understood.
But
understood.
Don't worry about it. There's always next year.
Well, you can try, but we keep racking up those ships.
Dude, they got the Dell...
Elena Deladon?
Yeah, let me go ahead and reset and act like I can read. Elena Deladon.
Dude, you're getting Adele.
Light blue WNBA 20th anniversary player social t-shirt.
Nice t-shirt. Not even the jersey?
No, I don't want a jersey because I don't want Boost Mobile on my chest.
Are you talking about the story that came out today? Former Husky Morgan Tuck is going to take a turn in the broadcasting booth. That just came out wow. a couple of days ago, and she's a pretty big female basketball player.
Well, good. I mean, at least they're turning. Oh, that's a sick shirt.
That's what I'm saying.
She's good looking. She's the player I told you
she's
about.
She's good. I don't care if they're.
All right. Well, we'll stop about
that. I want the best player. But actually, you know what
she's
I want?
She's a great player.
No, but you know what? Actually, because when I was rooting for the Bulls and stuff, it was always like the Rodmans and the Kukoc off the bench, saving them from the Sonics and stuff. Those were the guys I liked.
Great games against those Sonics teams.
Amazing games. So I want to find the Dennis Rodmans of the WNBA, and that's who I'm going to throw my weight behind.
Look no further than the MVP for the LA Sparks, Aluba Duba Zubada. I can't pronounce her name. She won the MVP.
Okay, well, I'm glad you said I couldn't pronounce her name because I'm like, that was vaguely racist. No. Until you said you
it's something like that. It's an asshole. Three episodes in a row we've called out a racist.
That's why
great.
I did it. I felt like Joe was getting to corner in
he's
that market.
He's too busy looking up WNBA porn.
Yeah, he's too busy being a sexist over
I
in the corner.
I can't find the name of the announcer you were talking about.
That's all right.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Today. Is there seriously? Well, oh, whatever.
All right.
Let's get back on track.
Back on track.
Do you have your top five on
Brittany
there?
Brittany Jackson. Oh, my God.
Really?
You can continue.
She's number five?
Is she number five?
She's not number five. Oh. I am...
Didn't you just say that?
Yeah, I asked.
To be honest, it's not numbered. And I meant Breanne January. It could be 28.
Sorry, is
it
this
could
a calendar?
Be number one. I'm not sure.
What's Breanne January? Skylar Diggins is on that list.
Find out.
She's probably
that's
number
all I
one.
It's a long list.
She's probably number one. That's all right. You don't
I'm know. Currently at Aaron Phillips.
Which is what number?
It does not say, but
it's not
good.
He's just
he's not even in the numbers yet. It was the top 31.
He's still in the
he
honorable
started
mentions.
In the honorable mentions.
What a shithead list if it has an honorable mention section.
All right. What I want to get into.
Becky Hammon makes the list. Good for you, girl.
She did. Wow. Good for her.
This is the worst segment we've ever had.
I know. So let's get into this. We briefly touched on the bowl games, the playoff selections, whatever. It is what it is. Here's what bothers me. These bowl games are getting ridiculous. I don't care about any of them. I don't care when UCLA's in one.
Dude,
I don't watch
there's
it.
There's like 200 games.
How many, Joe, look this up.
Yes.
How many bowl games are there right now?
This season there will be 40.
40. That's 80 teams making a bowl game. There's a top 25. And then 55 more teams make a bowl game. Come on.
Yeah, that's trash.
It's horrible.
It's
stinky old trash.
Okay, so if you how about this? I'm gonna pose this question. If you could keep five bowl games, well, I think there should only be like five bowls.
There used to be only like four majors and then
that's
a couple.
So five bowls, what do you pick?
Fiesta.
What would you keep? Okay, Fiesta.
The four majors. All right. Fiesta, Sugar, Rose. And
Orange. Okay, I would
four.
Say those. And then you get one wild
I'm
card.
A purist. Cotton Bowl has to stay.
Boom. Dude, we're on the same page.
Five.
Because I was going to say, that's the only five I feel like should stay. Otherwise, I don't care. You can do rankings. You can give out trophies. You can do whatever the hell you want. I only want those five games on TV.
I don't give ESPN a lot of props because I can't stand a lot of what they do now. But I will say this. A few years ago, they put together this thing of taking all the bowl games and putting them into a playoff system.
Yeah.
So if college football went to an NCAA style, NCAA men's basketball style March Madness type of thing, right? December Madness.
Okay, which they would never pull off.
No, never.
But we'll play that game.
But every bowl game that was there still stays because teams play it throughout the brackets. Okay? So every bowl game gets filled.
Okay, I like this,
the
actually.
The mobile, whatever it is, I was saying it, and then I totally
the
forgot
the Boost Mobile pork popcorn.
The Cactus
bowl
that's out here that's garbage and nobody goes to. All right?
Speak for
that
yourself,
that gets
dude,
filled
it.
In a playoff game. So you're not just not going to go. You're going.
It's got stakes.
Definitely
every
stakes.
Every bowl game's
team
got
wins,
stakes.
They move on. And you don't play. You play every week. like you do the college football season. You're not asking more from players except for a couple extra games, but they want to play them because it's to win a championship. That school is now in a playoff that didn't exist for them. They didn't have a chance. Okay?
Yeah.
Just like the NCAA basketball tournament. Those bowls exist. You play through until you get your champion, but the greatest part was every bowl game still exists.
Okay.
And it gets a game in there that's a tournament game that'll sell out because it's this tournament game.
Yeah, it has weight.
A lot of colleges end for winter break, so you're not having these kids take finals unnecessarily. They still have to take them now with the bowl, with their one bowl game. Some of these bowl games are 2 weeks from now. You're taking a final during then. The NCAA tournament in March, UCLA is on a quarter schedule. They're not on the two semesters. They always have finals during the NCAA tournament.
Wow.
So how are you going to sit here and tell me you don't want these football players to take finals, right? Like, it's part of going to college. It's part of being a scholastic athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So I get frustrated with these whack-ass bowl games that mean nothing. It's just a money grab for the NCAA and for the colleges, right? They announce all the bowl games. Navy is in one. Yeah. They still have a game to play. They play Army this weekend.
Yeah.
They could lose to Army. What's that do for your bowl game?
Nothing, clearly, because they're already in it.
The game means nothing to them except for rivalry status, which is a huge rivalry.
Yeah, it's a super rivalry.
Military, we should be all on the same side.
No, but see, I like that. I like the friendly competition
for sure.
Rivalry. That's cool, man. I think that's so cool. Yeah. I watched that game, and I was, and I'm not, obviously I'm not involved. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't go to the Army schools. I'm not in the Army. I never was. But it's a cool game to watch because it is such an old storied rivalry.
Yeah. Do you watch the Grambling State Southern game? It's not Grambling State anymore. It's just Grambling, I think.
No, I don't.
Oh, I watch it every year for the bands at halftime.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. So fun.
But see, I'm not a band guy.
So there's 40 bowl games. Joey, do you know, are they making even more bowl games? Does it say anything for the future forecasting?
Hold on 1 second. I'm looking at...
Oh, my God. He's at number 8 on the list.
No, I'm looking at revealing of photos from Heidi from Tool Time now.
I bet you are.
It was another thumbnail.
You're doing what?
Remember Heidi from Tool Time? She was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
What was Debbie Dunning? Was that her name? Debbie Dunning? It's her real name?
Well, it was Pamela Anderson first, and then it switched over to Debbie Dunning.
Yeah,
okay. I just want to throw this out there. We work for like 1 hour a week.
Yeah. Let's focus. And Joe can't keep his concentration. And he's the one that's married. You know what I mean? I guess that's why he's doing this. She's not here, dude. All right, let me just list
bowl games. What were
are there future bowl games? Like, do they have anything forecasted to even add it? Because I'll bet you they do.
Yes, they do.
See, look how quick. The guy, when he's focused.
Yeah, when he's in the zone, the guy's fast. He's ahead of. This is the thing. I bet you Joe was like, bowl games. And then he'll click on the related articles and tab them up. Keep them there so he can go surf. Yeah. Hottest WNBA chicks or whatever.
Over/under on how many tabs he has open right now? 15.
I feel like Joe's more organized with his tabs than that. But I think I would say Joe is between. Do I get a range or do I have to just say
over/under? Just say one and then say where you think. Right. Well, I guess
right now.
Yeah.
Right now, I think he's got 3 tabs open.
Okay. I'm going 4.
I just closed a few tabs. It's 4.
All right. I had a few, though. So he was up there.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah, it was close to 10 at one point. But you're right. I try to keep it organized.
Yeah, he's economical with the tabs.
No. All right. These are proposed bowl games. There's been proposed the Austin Bowl.
I wonder where that's going to be.
I'll vote against it.
It would.
I get it.
Okay. I thought I actually had to factor it every time. The Medal of Honor Bowl, which would be in Charleston.
That should be the Army-Navy game.
That would be cool.
Just call it that.
I was convinced that, because I don't like all the bowl games, I was going to be like, no, no, no. And then he says that one, and I'm like, that sounds tight.
Yeah,
why aren't they
call
doing
it
that
the
bowl?
Army-Navy game.
Ditch one of these other garbage bowls. Make the Medal of Honor Bowl a big deal and let Army and Navy play.
They should play it in D.C.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice big stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
The Myrtle Beach Bowl.
Oh, come on. That's a golf tournament.
It sounds like a bad shark movie from like the 80s.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's like a big golf town.
Golf and football, didn't you know?
The Melbourne Bowl.
In Australia?
In, yeah, Victoria, Melbourne.
Whoa, that's cool.
No, I'm not into it.
For the football team, that's cool.
For literally, for everybody who has to watch the game at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I hate flying. And all of a sudden, I got to play a meaningless bowl game 23 hours away.
Yeah, you.
The Christmas Bowl in Los Angeles.
Oh, I wonder where that's, when it's going to be.
Yes, do they have a date on that?
It's to be determined.
Oh, oh good.
Are you serious?
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
It's listed as to be determined.
You can at least say December 25th to be like
tentative. Tentative time,
yeah.
But it is on December 25th. We've
the whole thing is to be determined. This is these are proposed bowls. So,
all right,
an unnamed bowl in Dubai. Ugh.
No, see,
I wonder if that's a money grab or not.
Yeah,
the wealthiest place in the world.
Wonder if they're trying to expand the brand. Maybe?
Oh my god, for college there's, football.
I'm just throwing some stuff at the wall. Not sure what they're.
There's also an unnamed bowl in Ireland.
That's what it's called.
I'd go.
It's cool. Yeah, because you love Ireland.
Another one.
They're not going to support it there, though. Ireland's got hurling and soccer, and they got their own games that are way cooler than football. Believe me.
Rugby.
Another unnamed one in Toronto.
Okay, so they're trying to get international.
Yeah. For sure.
I'm not really into that because they are.
I don't understand it for college. This right. is another argument for college players to say, why aren't we getting paid?
Yeah.
You're making money off of us. Obviously, and if you're going to try and go out of the country.
Right, you can't pretend that you're not making money or that there's some other motive when you're sending people to Australia and Toronto and Ireland and
it's one thing to Dubai. It's one thing to take Baylor and Miami and put them in Iowa for a bowl game.
Right.
It's Iowa has a college there. They have a college football team. And let's get them two teams that they don't see very often. Right. They'll sell tickets because they want to see these two teams. And it gives these kids a chance to go to another place and play football in another stadium. It's nice. All right, I get it.
Yeah, it's a cool experience.
With all the bowls, but I get it. But if you're taking them to a whole other country, you're just making money off of these
kids.
If
you're applying for passports for your whole college football team, they should probably be getting some money out
of
it.
For sure.
Well, just to fuck both of your arguments, there's the last bowl game that is announced or proposed is the unnamed Little Rock Bowl game. Taking place in Little Rock, Arkansas.
That's all right. Arkansas, Little Grock. Little Grock.
Little Grock.
Arkansas has a little cock.
Arkansas, Little Rock, home of Bill Clinton.
The band Paul Bearer.
There you go.
Dude, I saw this band. Shout out to Paul Bearer. No, dude, I'm serious. You ever just, let me go off on a little mini side tangent. I went and saw this band in front of this band, Baroness. They're pretty good. But let's talk about Paul Bearer. These dudes, they start playing a song. They play four songs in like an hour. And it was just this wash of doom that just flows over. They're so good. Buy all their records. I have a t-shirt. I was wearing it today. Buy their records. Paul Bearer is dope.
Also, if you're a band like Paul Bearer and you're looking for band names, please go to the Wikipedia Community College Bowl Games.
Oh, my God.
The list of Community College Bowl Games reads like what a metal bit. So the first one.
Let's hear some. Oh, this is great.
The first one is the Beef Empire Bowl.
Sounds like Centeni's nickname after his first NFL pass.
That's what's up.
Beef Empire.
Beef Empire. Guys, somebody buy me a personalized sports jersey that says Beef Empire on the back.
The Midwest Bowie Bowl.
Bowie? Bowel?
Roaring Ranger Bowl.
I didn't know JUCO had bowl games. This is kind
of
interesting.
Valley of the Sun Bowl, which would make like a good track title, not a good name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robert A. Botham Bulldog Bowl. Red River Bowl.
What a massive ego on Robert Botham.
Yeah, right?
And named the bowl after me.
Straight out of the 80s, Roaring Ranger Bowl.
Yeah, for real, dude. Green Ranger, Red Ranger, Roaring Ranger.
My favorite ranger.
Oh.
Mine too.
All right. Let's hit up some baseball real quick and then we'll wrap things up. I want to cover this. Aroldis Chapman signed with the Yankees, 5 years, $86 million. The contract doesn't bother me. I just love that they had him last season, traded him to the Cubs as a rental.
Yeah.
Won a World Series. Now he's back in New York with the Yankees.
Dude, I knew that was happening.
Did you?
When the Cubs got him, I was like, okay, I could see the Cubs re-signing him. Then as soon as they said like kind of what he was looking for, I said he's gone and the Yankees are buying him. His agent literally just made a deal that only the Yankees would give him. That's what they put out there. We want $100 million. Only the Yankees are paying $100 million.
Dodgers should have, man.
No.
They should have. Sorry, the Dodgers have more money than the Yankees.
But
they still should have.
You should have made a move on like a Wade Davis, like the Cubs were going after him.
Jorge Soler, they could afford, I guess, to give him up.
But. I still can't. Look, I'm about to go crazy on this, but I can't believe that Soler was enough to get Wade Davis.
True. Wade Davis is what, like one of the only pitchers to average under a 1.0 ERA in two seasons back to back.
Yeah.
But it was a minimum of 50 innings pitched.
Yeah. He was money. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. Like Soler was not going to play for the Cubs. It's a crowded outfield.
Yeah.
It's a problem of excess. So I don't know how they were able to just get a 1-for-1 out of that.
Well, you're dealing with the Royals. So
yeah. But the other thing, okay, and the Cubs just, I saw today, the Cubs just signed what's that dude's name? Umahara, something like that.
Oh.
I feel so bad. But
Japanese, yeah.
The Japanese guy. And I feel like the Cubs are literally only doing that so that they can sign that other Japanese dude. Have you heard about this guy?
No, but I don't care what you say. Japanese pitchers, it blows my mind. I'm going to go off for a minute because I think what happened was the Dodgers got Hideo Nomo. All right, he was one of the first Japanese player to come over to America and play, and it was a huge media circus. All right, the Dodgers did it. One, he was a good pitcher, but two, financially, it made so much sense because the Dodgers organization made so much money off of this guy, and he was successful. His first couple seasons, very successful. He won NL Rookie of the Year, and that was in the string of Rookie of the Years where they won it all the time. Piazza, Karros, Mondesi, Hollinsworth, Hideo Nomo, 5 in a row. I think I went out of order there. I think Nomo and then Hollinsworth. Either way, if you're going to get these Japanese guys to come, and I know you think that the Cubs, and I kind of agree with you in a sense, that you sign this guy so that this other great pitcher, player from Japan can come over and wants to play with somebody that he's familiar with, that he can talk to, can relate to in America, long distance. I would want that if I was an American going to Japan and they were like, oh, we have this other American that you played against and you probably have something in common with and you can speak the same language in this foreign country. Cool. But the Dodgers started this Japan thing. There's a lot of Asians in Los Angeles. A lot. And I think if they pony up the money, it won't matter who has anybody on any team. They're going to be able to deal and get this kid from Japan if they want to. The Dodgers just have the money to do it. They've got the foundation built around the organization in the city. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. My only concern with the Dodgers is that, in the terms of between the Cubs and the Dodgers, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of teams trying to bid on this guy, but the Cubs, they have the hype of the World Series. They're poised to make a bunch of runs. So this guy who's just dominating over in Japan, I mean, I totally see your argument. I really do. But I feel like the Cubs are going to have the ability to win him away by saying, we do have this guy to make you feel comfortable, somebody you can talk to. And on top of that, you're not going to have to work as hard. We're loaded.
We got Kershaw.
So for anybody who is doubting that friendship quality, I have a little bit of inside the clubhouse knowledge, and I can say with a fact that there are months and a ton of dollars that get put into not only finding people on the team that a big prospect they feel can attach themselves with, but they put months and money into the translators and to the people that are going to be around them for dealing with the media. Those surrounding entourage, so or however you want to say it,
yeah,
support team.
That support team. They make sure that support team is in place to a certain degree. At least an organization like the Dodgers.
They've so would they take
Well, then you could actually be making a stronger case for the Dodgers then, because if they've been doing that, then they already know what to do. They got the whole staff set up. They can say, we've been doing this for years. You're going to be comfortable here.
And they don't, but they specify it
very much, though. They go case by case. They want that guy to have his translator.
Right. Okay. So it's his guys. Yeah. They're literally saying, hey, Allen Iverson, we want you on this team, and your whole posse comes with you.
No, not exactly. It's more like, hey, Allen Iverson, you're coming over to a new country. So we're going to get the closest thing we can find.
It's not his people in Japan. It's come over, meet with everybody we'll have for you, and whoever you don't like, we'll get rid of, and we'll keep interviewing people till you like them.
I'm sure unless one of these star athletes said, I want a couple of my guys. This does happen. They'll be like, my brother is my media person
And you need to pay for him to be here.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Oh, it totally does.
If that's the case and you're bringing, you know, family, close people that, and they'll pay for that, then yeah, any team would be up. It's whatever city you feel comfortable in. And yeah, LA then does have that advantage. But if I see your point too.
I don't think it's another player
to relate with. It's not just your crew. You can relate to another player.
And obviously, again,
if you get taken from here, you get taken from America and Japan signs you, and I'm already playing in Japan for a season, and you're like, well, they already have an American. At least I can talk to him and relate. It's not just my guys I've got. No, I've got him and his guys that I can hang out with.
It's not so insulated. There's a teammate that you're talking. Now, I'm not saying the reason I also think that's happening is like they signed the guy. The Cubs just signed this guy for like 1 year.
Whoa.
So I'm like,
that's it?
Yeah, but see, I'm telling you, the idea here is to convince this guy to come play here, and if that happens, they'll sign him again. See, that's why.
There's no certainty for that other guy then.
But what I'm saying is the reason it's a 1 year deal. If they don't get the guy, then he's out on the street again. So it's a little bit of an incentive on his end to like convince the guy to come there. That's the only reason I think that's why they're doing it, is because it was a 1 year deal. It's like $4.5 million for 1 year. That's
nothing for the Cubs,
right? And so I think their plan, because dude, this guy is like leads the league in ERA and batting average in Japan.
What?
It was like insane. He pitches like every sixth game, and then he's like a DH.
Dude, that's awesome.
Now, so that's what I'm saying. National League teams are going to be going nuts to get their hands on him. But I wonder how that's going to translate to MLB baseball. It's a different game.
But still, a lot of Japanese players have translated well to the major leagues. Kosuke Fukudome didn't.
But I mean the hitting aspect. Does he expect to come into the lineup and rake?
You better not.
Right. It's not going to happen.
Well, they wouldn't let him. I bet you they wouldn't let him.
That's why you're going
to They'd say, you can hit, but focus on pitching. That's why you're here.
That's who's going to get him then. The team that says you're going to pitch every 4 or 5 days and then you're going to hit.
Well, they may be an American League team. Gets them.
I don't think that happens.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't DH him. There's too many good DHs. You're right. An NL team, but he just doesn't give up his at-bats. Mm-hmm. He goes up, and if he can prove that he can hit like Mark Pryor tried to when he first came in the league,
and
he
totally, can pitch really well. Totally proved it.
Yeah.
Money, Mark Pryor.
He tried to hit. He could hit okay. And all these other guys. I mean, Bumgarner says, oh, put me in the home run derby. It's like, calm down, dude. You're batting 208 at best.
Well, dude,
with one home run.
And then I was mad about Mark Pryor for a second. But so you're talking about Bumgarner, and then Arrieta's like, oh, well, if he's going to be in, I'm going to be in. I'm like, Arrieta, dude, you've had one good season of baseball. Okay? We all remember when you played for the Orioles.
Right.
And you were on that TV show. He was like on an HBO show. What show was that? Like The Wire.
He was on The Wire?
He was on The Wire, dude. He's like one of the guys standing there, and they're like, this is the Orioles. And he's like, hey, what's up?
No way.
And I'm like, dude, you had no beard, and you had no stuff. Okay? So I don't want to hear about it. I remember when you pitched in Baltimore. You're not a home run hitter. You're a great pitcher 1 year.
Yeah. 1.5. I'll give him another half.
I'm just saying.
Let's, real quick, what the hell are the White Sox doing? Because I texted you. Sale got traded to Boston.
Yeah, they're doing the best thing in the world. Because I
was surprised by your response, but I didn't read the whole trade through. And then when I did, I was like, oh, I think the White Sox made a good deal.
Yeah. for those who don't know, because we've talked about this before, the White Sox are my number one baseball team. I root for them both, but the Sox are the number one. This was almost cooler. It wasn't, but it was almost cooler than the World Series because I was like, but you know, for the Cubs, because I'm like, oh my God. Somehow the White Sox convinced the entire minor leagues to come to them for two guys. They got the number one, the number eight, the number 38, and the number 80 prospect in all of baseball in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
And some other guys.
And they got the Red Sox to pay all of the salary for the number one prospect.
Yeah.
Which is $31 million.
Yeah, almost 32, I think. It's yeah. just nuts.
It's not some rookie little contract that's like, oh, we'll pay $4 million. It's $31 million of this guy's contract. Literally, he's playing for the White Sox on the Red Sox tab.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Dude, and what it is the White Sox basically went in and said, we know, and people don't ever want to hear this, but I love that they did it. It was basically like, we're not competing. We're not going to win. But we have these pieces that are extremely valuable, but we don't care. We're not going to win anyway. So unless we get a massive return, we're not moving them. And I was reading where the Nationals were trying really hard to get in on Sale, and they didn't have the stuff. They didn't have the prospects to pull it off. But I also heard that the White Sox used the Nationals and said, hey, these guys have an offer. And then they got these extra prospects from Boston. So they got that guy Kopech too. Throws like he can get up to 105, but he throws, I think steady, he throws like 95 to 97, but he can hump up to like another 10 miles an hour.
The Red Sox love paying top players. For players contracts they don't want
at top.
When the Dodgers got Ramirez, Manny Ramirez, they paid for Ramirez's salary.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, we'll take him for free. We'll give you a couple guys, whatever.
That's because they have the most expensive beer in the league.
I mean, the Red Sox, they make so much money. It's like, yeah, we'll eat the contract, and we'll take on the salary that you're giving us.
The Red Sox, though, immediately looked like they got way better. I don't care what anybody says. If you have a guy like Sale who goes out, he'll be your number one.
Sale and Price.
And then Price's job is so easy now. There's so no pressure on Price. And he's going to have better numbers because he's going to be facing number twos instead of number ones.
Yeah.
It's a huge call. Improvement for the Red Sox.
It is a massive improvement.
And the White Sox, as a White Sox fan, I'm ecstatic. It's like you have to burn it down like a forest. Mm-hmm. It burns through to get everything out, and then it regrows.
Burn it down to build it back up.
You have to.
Yeah, sometimes you do. And in this case, they've made right moves, it seems, on paper.
Well, yeah,
they made the right moves. What about Bryce Harper and his agent told the Nationals, when it comes to extension time, we want $400 million.
And
the Nationals said, forget it. You can go find it somewhere else.
I think that's the absolute correct answer. Because one, prove that you can be healthy for a whole year. Two, prove that you can show up in the playoffs. Okay,
no one's gotten $300 million. What are you asking for $400
million?
He's not
worth $400 million. I don't care.
That's a lot of money.
I'm just saying, I don't care.
So much money.
I'm even throwing that out the window, the absurd scale of Major League Baseball pay. This dude is not worth that much. He's a great face to put in a T-Mobile commercial for unlimited streaming, okay? But he's not a guy who I don't think – and if he does it, I will eat all my words right here in front of – I'll eat them in front of him. Right, but he's not the guy that's going to lead you to a championship. He's a star, but he's not a leader.
Yeah, that's why they lose in the playoffs every year.
He needs to be somewhere with a locker room that is stable, because he is not stable.
He needs a locker room of veterans that'll put him in his fucking place locker room.
But that's what I mean by stable. They're not going to let this BS happen.
Yeah,
it's not going to fluctuate.
He's not a punk guy, but he's cocky in the sense that he needs to get taken down a peg, personality wise. To just go out and play baseball. You ask for $400 million, play the game, all right? Cardinals moving close to deal with Dexter Fowler. That's got to hurt you. This just in, breaking news.
Yeah, we just got it right now. It even says on my phone now. Dexter Fowler with the Cardinals. That'll make him a piece of garbage. No, I won't root for him, but you can't hate him because he won a World Series for the Cubs.
He did his job.
You knew he was going to go somewhere and get paid. But
you guys love Jason Hayward.
But
Cardinals to Cubs.
And let's talk about this. This is something where I disagreed with a lot of Cubs fans. I will take Jason Hayward 10 times out of 10 over Dexter Fowler. I want him in the outfield. I want his defense.
Fowler's good at defense too.
He's okay. He's not as
good. He doesn't have the arm.
He's not as good as Hayward.
Yeah, I like Fowler's game though.
Balls that Fowler's diving to catch, Hayward's catching standing still.
That's
and
true.
And it's nothing against Fowler. He's a phenomenal player.
So you're going center field against right field.
But I'm telling you, you put them both in the same position for a whole year, I guarantee you Hayward's numbers are better.
You may be right.
I would almost guarantee it.
Big arm. Great outfielder.
And his bat struggled this year because of lack of playing time. That's not going to happen next year because they're kind of having an outfield shakeup. I think he's going to be your regular.
Especially if we lose Fowler.
Yeah, he's going to be the – well, he already rejected the tendered offer, so he wouldn't come back. So you're going to have left field's going to be like a platoon of Schwarber and somebody else, and center field's going to be Almora and that Jay. What? I almost said John Jay.
Yeah.
No. But whatever his name is. I can't remember it right now. They're going to work center field because Almora's probably going to be the center fielder.
Yeah, will be.
And then right field's going to be Jason Hayward. He's going to be playing every day. He's going to fix that ridiculously long pizza shovel of a swing that he's got. And then he'll be totally fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It does hurt, though, that Fowler's going to go to the Cardinals. It'll be really hard to see him in a Cardinals uniform.
You're going through explaining it, but your face is just kind of like, aw.
Well, I don't like him anymore.
Sucks.
I don't know why I'm that way, but I'm just like, well, I hope Dexter Fowler strikes out every at-bat next year. It's real petty, childish stuff.
Well, that's a good point to wrap up. Let's go out on the hatred for Dexter Fowler.
Not hatred, disappointment. Like your parents, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Which is so much worse than being mad. And
I hope.
I hate to end this episode on a sour note, but I'm upset.
This is not good.
Number one on the WNBA.
No way,
he's
dude.
Still player fucking list. Looking
okay,
at it.
Okay, so we came full circle on this.
Oh, my God.
Who's number one?
Yelena Lichanka.
Never heard.
Which sounds like a really bad Jewish holiday or like a Rocky and Bullwinkle villain.
How do you spell that?
We must
that
get
name?
Moose and Squirrel. Y-E-L-E-N-A.
Yelena.
L-E-U-C-H-A-N-K-A.
Lichanka.
Leprechaun?
Lichanka.
Lichanka. She's what now?
She's number one.
Ew, she's not number one.
You? She looks, come on, dude.
I know she's not an unattractive
No, but
one,
what I'm saying
but
is
she looks Kevin, like a lazy...
Me and Kevin over here with the male pattern ball.
Right. I understand.
30 pounds overweight going,
but
ew.
I feel like this list was in reverse because she looks like a lazy-eyed Russian prostitute.
Come
and,
on, dude.
Yeah, come on.
She does. Who was number two?
Oh, hold on. Now I got
to wait, you know, if you got to go back, you know, you don't have it just popped up.
I mean, she's a good-looking lady.
No, she's not.
She looks athletic.
Number
she
two.
She is athletic.
But I'm saying she looks
number
good.
Number two is Sydney Carter. And, yeah, she looks like most young women. I don't know.
The disappointment in your voice now has reached where Centennis
was. How do you spell this?
I'll just say this for our listeners. WNBA players look like. You don't have to go through the whole list.
Yeah. Well, let's finish on this. I looked up Sydney
oh,
Carter.
It's a guy.
And all I got was dudes. So
I did too.
It's a Juwanna Man situation. Don't worry about it. Just wrap up.
I totally did the same thing.
Long story short, I got Sydney Carter, the poet.
I'm not getting him right. Now I got
he was
an
English
woman.
Poet, songwriter, folk musician born in Camden Town, London.
I'd tell you to keep
oh,
looking.
Oh, Lord of the Dance, dude. Seamus McTiernan.
It's not worth it. Just
shout out
on
to the luck of the Irish.
Right. That's why I'm disappointed with them.
Guys, everybody, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Excuse me. December 28th, show at Tempe Yucca Tap Room.
7:30 p.m. Be there.
7:30 p.m., $10. Everything else, we thank you for listening. Tell your friends. Get everybody on board. Let's have some fun. We appreciate it. And enjoy all your sports this weekend and this week. UCLA plays Michigan. Like a best for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass him be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean mean money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing sacks.
tattooed, now it's 95, and they clock me and watch me diamond shining, looking like I robbed Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California.